Blessings and welcome back to The Path to Freedom, this beautiful space, this beautiful journey, this beautiful adventure that we get to partake on, that we get to be on, that we get to enjoy as we're moving through life. This adventure where we continuously get to set ourselves free, to soar, to shine, to glow, to be in ever-expanding peace and love and joy and harmony, wholeness, abundance, beauty, where we get to set ourselves free to forever allow for greater and grander expressions of who and what we are to emerge, where we get to set ourselves free from the lower vibrations such as fear, worry, doubt, a sense of lack, a sense of scarcity, a sense of separation, and a whole lot more. This is such a beautiful path, and I absolutely love being here, and I absolutely love that you are here too, that we get to walk this path together. And so I'm very grateful that you are tuning in, that you are participating, that you're saying yes to being on this path, that you're saying yes to being willing to change and to be a conscious participant in the unfolding of your life. So my name is Daniel Roquillo, and we've already covered that I'm grateful that you're here, that I'm thankful that you're here. So let us move into the topic for today, which is freedom is a choice. Freedom is a choice. We could just as easily say that peace is a choice. Love is a choice. Harmony is a choice. Abundance is a choice. All of this, it is about us choosing. It is about us making conscious choices to look for, to turn our attention to more what it is that we wish to experience than what we don't wish to experience. This topic is very relevant for me in my life right now, and it is very relevant for a lot of people. I know that there's so much going on in the world, and I'm having so many conversations with clients and students and seemingly random individuals that are, many of them are giving voice to experiencing stress and anxiety and fear and worry and doubt for their own personal lives, conditions and circumstances in their own personal lives, and for what is being out pictured in the world in general, where there are so many things happening. So another way of saying this, that walking this path is us reclaiming our sanity. It is us reclaiming our mind, because it all comes down to us making a choice to stand in our own authority, to take our power back, to set ourselves free, to set other individuals free, to set conditions and circumstances free to be what they are. It is about us choosing to be the peace that we wish to experience, to be the love that we wish to experience, moment by moment by moment by moment. And as I'm moving through a space, a very expansive space and a very transformational space, where a lot is shifting, to say the least, a lot is shifting. Me and my family are preparing a big move. It's only a few weeks out. And just recently, actually yesterday, we became aware of something that we have overlooked. A seemingly small detail, but one that has, that seems, that appears to have quite massive ramifications on this move. And as I am having the experience already going into yesterday, I'm having the experience of being, I was asked recently by a friend how I was, and I shared that I feel like a lemon being squeezed underneath the foot of an elephant. And that's really my experience right now. There is such high intensity, there is such high level of hecticness with everything that it doesn't matter. So that is my experience. And now even more is being put on my plate, even more. I know that perfect preparation is always happening. I know that we always have everything that we need to be, to choose the peace that we wish to experience, to be, to choose the harmony that we wish to experience, to be and to choose the love that we wish to experience, or the abundance that we would. We're never lacking anything. We're never missing anything. But just like a seed in nature, it doesn't lack anything. An acorn doesn't lack anything to allow for that oak tree to emerge. Yes, the conditions need to be right and ripe for that particular acorn in terms of temperature and humidity and, I don't know, pH in the ground and all manner of stuff. But once those conditions are met, that seed lacks nothing. That acorn lacks nothing. It is missing nothing. And in exactly the same way, we are not lacking anything. We are not missing anything. We have all been blessed and endowed with this beautiful gift of independent thinking, reflective mind, the free will, which allows us to make any choice in any moment. Any choice that we wish to make, we can make it in any moment. In any moment, we can turn our attention away from what does not seem to be working to the blessings, the gifts that are everywhere. I was actually having another conversation with another friend about a week ago, and I could hear myself say that I cannot wait to see who I am becoming. As I'm moving through this very intense space, very expansive space, I cannot really see. I literally feel the, not integration, the reconfiguration happening within me, within the cells of my, I physically feel it. I physically feel myself changing. Now, I have a sense of who I'm becoming, and I have that sense because I know that every challenge is a gift and a blessing of transformation. So I know that I will be more lofty. I know that my consciousness is being expanded. I know that my vibration is being lifted. I know that more love and light and joy and harmony and wholeness is being revealed from within me. So I have a theoretical, a feeling tone of who I'm becoming, but I cannot wait to see. I cannot wait to meet that individual. I cannot wait to meet that version of me, of Daniel, as I emerge from this space. I sort of got lost in a sidetrack. So let's have a moment. Oh yes, we're talking about choices, making conscious choices. Let's have a moment of being conscious in choosing to come back to this now moment. Let's have a moment of conscious breathing. So I invite us to take a deep breath in. And releasing. Another breath in. And releasing. So freedom is a choice. It is a choice that we need to make. Just as I am being called as this detail that we have overlooked came into our awareness yesterday, and I'm finding myself stressing about it. I'm finding myself trying to figure out how to work this out. We only have a few weeks before this big move. And this needs to be sorted out, at least from what it seems to be. It needs to be sorted out before that, before we move. And so the mind is, I'm experiencing some doubt, and I'm experiencing the ego saying, well, maybe you need to postpone the move, and maybe this is not for you at all, maybe you're to stay put, and all manner of things. And so the choice that I need to make is to come back to knowing, to feeling that all is well. To come back to knowing, to feeling that something wonderful is happening. To come back to knowing, to feeling that everything, even this, is working for our highest good. To come back to knowing and feeling that perfect preparation and unfolding is happening now. So that is the choice that I'm being called to make, to go deeper into trusting and surrendering. It doesn't matter what it is that we're being called to go deeper into. The choice is ours, and we need to make it. I'm reminded of a conversation that I had. It's been a while since I had this conversation, but this individual comes into my awareness from time to time. This is an individual that has been in my life for a number of years, and almost for as long as I've known them, this individual has had the perception of not being where they are supposed to be. And in talking with them, they have all these excuses and reasons why not to choose to begin to move in that direction. There's always this or that that they need to deal with. The conditions aren't perfect. There's something missing. There's something lacking. All this to say, and this is not at all about this individual, but all this to say is that we need to choose it. I was having another conversation with a dear friend a few days ago, and this individual, for a couple of weeks, they have been sharing that they wished that some of their conditions and circumstances were different so that they could begin to move in the direction that they are feeling inspired to move in, compelled to move in, that they feel is their soul's calling to move into teaching and speaking and all these kind of things. But their experience has been that they don't have the time to do it. Their plate has been too full, right? And so in our conversation last week, I shared that it doesn't serve us to sit around waiting for the conditions, for the perfect conditions, for the right conditions to just pop into our laps, to fall into our laps. But the conditions become right when we choose to move in a particular direction. And I was sharing from my own life instances where I didn't see the way out. I didn't see any openings or doors, but I still said yes to moving in that direction. And as I said yes, and this is how the sacred laws work, when we say yes to something, when we get moving in a particular direction, it doesn't matter if we don't know really how to move forward. But just saying yes to it, just saying, this is what I'm devoting my life to. From this moment on, this is the direction that I will be moving. As we say yes to that, as we make that choice to not wait, to not procrastinate, to not sit around hoping, wishing for conditions to just line themselves up, for all of our ducks to line themselves up in a row. But when we take responsibility, when we make conscious choices, then this gives the sacred law something to work with, because now we have taken a stand. Now we have set a direction. Now we have set an intention. But we need to choose it. And this is so regardless of whether or not it is something that we seek to call forth in the physical realm, like a dream or a vision or an intention, or just a feeling tone. Like one of my life's intentions is to live a simple, peaceful, and quiet life, and I've recently added a joyful life to that. So my intention now is for me to live a simple, peaceful, quiet, and joy-filled life, or joyful life. But I need to choose it. I cannot just wait for conditions to bring me the peace, to bring me the simplicity, to bring me the quietude or the stillness or the joy. I need to choose it. They're all within. We're lacking nothing as being unique, perfect, whole, complete expressions, emanations of the one mind, the only mind, the one and only power, the one and only source, the one and only intelligence that is all there is, that is infinite, eternal love, peace, joy, harmony, wholeness, abundance. So none of these qualities are out there. But all of them are within, but are we choosing it? Are we choosing to release our stories, our victim stories, our blame stories? Are we choosing to release and let go of our notion that we need to be right, that we are right? Yes, it may seem that we are right. We may have a valid point. We may be justified in holding on to our position, but is it bringing us joy? Is it bringing us peace? Is it bringing us harmony, wholeness? If not, if it keeps us stuck in victimhood, in blaming, in fearing, in worrying, in doubting, in a sense of lack, scarcity, separation, then what's the point? We may have made this choice over and over and over again, but as the principles of transformation remind us that if we want anything to change, we need to change, which means that we need to uplevel our choices. We need to begin to choose what it is that we wish to experience. We need to begin to look for it. In this particular condition and circumstance, I need to choose to come back to trusting. I need to come back to thy will be done. All is well. Something wonderful is happening. Everything is working for my highest good. Perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. I need to do it. Spirit is not going to just show up and hand it to me, the peace, the joy, the trust, the surrendering. It is all inner work. We need to choose it. We need to choose it. Whatever it is that we wish to experience, we need to choose to allow it to emerge. We need to choose to begin to move in that direction. So let's have another moment of resetting, of reclaiming our minds, of coming back to the nowness of this moment. So breathing in. And releasing. Another deep breath in. And releasing. And coming back to the breath like this, it is such a beautiful opening into the peace. It is such a beautiful opening, allowing us to be open and available to catch what is ours to do, how we can move forward, what choice we can make or which choices we can make that move us in the direction of what it is that we wish to experience, that allow for the good that we wish to experience to emerge. The mind will not figure it out. The mind couldn't, because the answers to any one of our challenges lies beyond the mind. This is not a, and even in mathematics, I was gonna say this is not a mathematical question or quandary that we are to solve intellectually. But even Einstein caught his theory of relativity not from figuring it out, not using his intellectual faculties, but he actually caught it in a shamanic dream. He caught it. He didn't come up with it, he caught it. So we want to make ourselves open and available to catch how to move forward, to catch how to choose differently, to catch how to make new choices, higher choices. So the invitation for us is to examine, is to become aware of where we are holding on to the small and the limited judgments, opinions, points of views. Like one of my judgments that I'm holding on to or that I'm experiencing is, we cannot do this. This cannot be done. We cannot sort out what needs to be sorted out within the short time frame that we have. Another story is that, oh, I'm too tired to deal with this. I don't have time to deal with this. So there are all sorts of stories and beliefs of limitation that I need to release and let go of. So what is it that we are holding on to that keeps us perhaps stuck in an experience of this being wrong, this shouldn't be what it is, things should be different? Because it is not the thing in and of itself that is giving rise to our experience, but it is our thoughts, our opinions, our judgments about the condition, the circumstance that is giving rise to the inner turmoil, the suffering, the being a victim. So the invitation for us is to explore, to examine, to witness and observe our own minds. So to become aware of where we are making choices that are not in alignment with the good that we wish to experience, that are not in alignment with peace or freedom or abundance or harmony or wholeness or love or creativity or whatnot. And as so often before, a beautiful question to augment this invitation is, this choice that I'm about to make, or this choice that I just made, is this in alignment with what I wish to experience? And we want to be mindful that making choices are not only about how we move in life, how we move through life, but making choices is even where we turn our attention. So are we choosing to turn our attention towards something that gives rise to tension or anxiety or fear or worry or doubt? Or are we choosing to look for, are we choosing to turn our attention toward that which allows for peace and love and joy and harmony and wholeness and beauty and all these beautiful qualities that inherently are within us, that are the truth and the essence of who we are? So where are we turning our attention? That's another way of asking this question. So this choice that I'm about to make, this choice that I just made, where I'm turning my attention, is this serving me? Is this in alignment with what I wish to experience? Freedom is a choice. Abundance is a choice. Wholeness is a choice. Health is a choice. Love is a choice. We are the answer. The answers are never out there, but we are the answer. As we raise our vibration, as we expand our consciousness, the whole universe rises up to meet us there. These sacred laws, they can only reflect where we turn our attention to the most, what we talk about the most, what we think about the most, what we feel about the most, with a strong emphasis on what we feel. So when we feel that all is well, that will become our experience. Not necessarily instantly changing the circumstances and conditions. Ultimately, they will change because everything, when we begin to change, everything begins to change. But they will instantly up-level our experience. So we are in charge of our experience. We are in control of our experience. Thank you so much for tuning in, for participating, for joining me, for being willing to do this work. Until we meet again, I absolutely, as always, bless our days, and I bless our ways, in the full knowing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, the perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening, always and in all ways. With much love, many blessings. Namaste.